Sidra. Sidra's internal clock reset itself, and the kit smiled wide. "I'm getting my tattoo today," she said. Her pet bot looked up as she spoke, snuggling happily in the kit's lap. Pepper looked over from her corner of the couch. "Did it just hit midnight?" "Yes," Pepper laughed. "Your appointment isn't for, what, 10 hours? 10 and a half. Pepper laughed again, then returned her gaze to the breathing mask she was tinkering with. "And you're still not going to tell me what design you and your artist cooked up?" "No," Sidra said, stroking the pet bot's head. Pepper had been pestering her for hints ever since she'd heard about Sidra's first trip to Steady Hand. "Not unless you ask me directly." Pepper shook her head and put up her palm. "I can respect a surprise. I'm just excited to see it." She held a bolt between her teeth and continued speaking around it. "Are you nervous?" Sidra considered. "Yes, but not in a bad way. More anticipatory." She shifted memory files around as she spoke. The linking jack plugged into the base of the kit's skull was supplying her with one of Tack's favorite adventure novels, which he'd mentioned during their last meeting. "Have you ever heard of A Song for Seven?" she asked. "It's an Aeluan book." Pepper shook her head as she fussed with the mask. Sidra was unsurprised. There wasn't much Pepper had read beyond tech manuals and food drone menus. "Is that what you're processing now?" "Yes." Sidra saw no reason to supply the additional explanation that she was adding it to her local memory. Her memory banks were still filling faster than she was comfortable with, but she saw little point in reopening the argument, at least right now. "Are you enjoying it?" Pepper asked. "Very much," Sidra said. "The phrasing can be challenging, but it's a good translation, and the complexity makes for some wonderfully layered nuance." She was aware, as she said it, that she was repeating what Tack had said about it, word for word. Well, why not? He'd sounded smart when he'd said it. Why couldn't she? Pepper raised her hairless brow with a smirk. "That's a fancy way of saying dense." Sidra knew Pepper was kidding, but something in her bristled nonetheless. The words Pepper was scoffing at didn't belong to Sidra, and she didn't like Pepper's implication that their original speaker was being pretentious. Tack was educated, and it was one of the things Sidra enjoyed most about speaking with him. Pepper was intelligent, no question, but she watched Pepper as she worked on the same project she'd been working on at the shop all day. The same project she'd been working on one-handed through dinner. The same project she'd been working on when Blue kissed the top of her head and bid them both goodnight. Sidra felt unkind in thinking it, but this was one of the things she enjoyed about Tack's company. She was glad to have met someone who liked to read. Feed source, unknown. Encryption, 4. Translation, 0. Transcription, 0. Node identifier, unknown. Pinch. "Hey, got another question for you guys. This one's just out of curiosity. If you wanted to expand an AI's memory capacity, how would you go about it?" "I like Smash." "Expand by how much?" Pinch. "A lot. Enough to make her comparable with an organic's ability to learn new stuff indefinitely." Tish-tash. "Are you talking about an intelligent sentient model? You know that's why we have linking access, right?" Pinch. "Let's say linking access wasn't a possibility." Nevet. "You'd need to install additional hardware to whatever housing it's in. Extra storage drives." Pinch. "Let's say that that wasn't a possibility either." Tish-tash. Okay. You're fucking stuck then." "I like Smash." "You could pare down its cognitive processors to limit how much info it wants to access. Slow the deluge a bit." Tishtesh. Then what would even be the point of an intelligent sentient model? Ah, limiting processors would be cruel. I like Smash. How is it cruel? You're taking away the protocol that's causing the issue. Would make for a more stable installation. Ah, you're taking away a crucial part of Xur cognitive process. Would you get rid of your own curiosity if it made you more stable? Tishtesh. Stars, can we not? I like Smash. Ah, I see. You're one of those. Come back when you've realized they're not people. Nebit. Friends, we have a separate thread for ethical arguments. Please stay on topic.